Talk about the resolve of your team to be down late in a situation like that, to fight back with 17 seconds left, and then to win it in overtime.
We got the best player in the world on our team leading it. So, I mean, you know, makes things a little bit easier. You know, I don't want to downplay the situation, but, I mean, when you got him in there and he goes into that mode, I mean, you see there's not much you can do about it on defense.
Is it neat that you helped him or this team helped you get 31 wins against 31 other teams?
Yeah, I saw that, and I kind of forgot about that. But, I mean, that's good for him. He's excited about that. He's beat every team except for the Green Bay Packers now, and I hope it stays that way.
As you walk out of here, how drained are you? Hot day, extra game. Do you play again on Thursday night?
Yeah, it's a tough task. We did it last year coming off of, I think it was Dallas going into the Chicago game on Thursday. So, you know, it's nothing we haven't done before. Just got to make sure we get in the lab, take care of our bodies, and get ready to go.
Sunday, what was the demeanor of this team after that pick six? You guys just responded to that adversity.
Things happen in games, so it's nothing. Nobody panicked. You know, when it's early in the game like that, and things kind of go the way they go, I think we've been through so much as a team that nobody kind of panics. We just keep our head down, keep working, and we got the guys in this locker room to make it happen. So all we need is time and downs, and I feel like as long as it's realistic, we'll be able to come back.